Welcome back to Inside the Euros 2024. Back on home soil, so to speak. Back in LA. And got to enjoy the quarterfinals and the semifinals. Quick recap of what we saw. I went down the pub for quite a few of the games. And got to say, the atmosphere was really good. A lot of different nationalities really supporting their respective countries. All super good-natured and a lot of good fun. England-Switzerland, as you can remember, went to penalties. I thought, obviously, England played a lot better than they had done in the past. It was really interesting, though, when the second half began and Switzerland began to turn it on, and you could just feel the game changing, and it was one of those moments where you're screaming out for Gareth Southgate to make his changes. Once again, they came very late. Switzerland opened up the scoring. England equalising through Bukayo Saka. And then the nerve-wracking extra time where no major chances other than Shaqiri hitting the post from an outrageous corner. And then we go to penalties, which has always been England's Achilles heel. But this time, no problemo. Really impressed with Cole Palmer as well. I mean, stepping up for the first penalty after Kane had gone off with cramp. And the first penalty always perhaps the most important one because it sets the tone. And I mean, this kid from Chelsea, I mean, he's just ice cold, isn't he? He just doesn't give one. And great to see Trent with the winner. So England advance, and over in Berlin, it was Holland and Turkey. A good friend of mine actually went to the game to report on it and said, once again, the atmosphere was just out of control. Not only with the Dutch fans, which have been so colourful, but of course the Turkey fans that I've enjoyed going to their games just as much as watching the football, because the passion, the noise, colour has just been sensational. And once again, Turkey, driven on by their supporters, took the lead, but give Holland all the credit in the world, came storming back. And I think maybe it was a game too far for Turkey. Very young team. Adegüler, obviously their big, big star. And be interesting to see what he does for Real Madrid this year, up against another big star from the Spanish team, another youngster. So I think there really is a changing of the guard. But yeah, Holland getting the 2-1 victory. Spain-Germany was always a tough one, wasn't it? The Germans that I spoke to while out in Germany, their big fear, really, it was so funny. Their big fear throughout the tournament from the very first game was if the draw didn't work out, they would end up facing Spain in the quarterfinals. And sure enough, Spain in the quarterfinals. And what a good game of football. Oh, my goodness me. I mean, it couldn't get more exciting, could it? Obviously, a big VAR call. Cucurella sticking out his arm, and I for one thought that was a clear as day penalty. You will find, I mean, we keep talking about the arm being close to the body. Well, his arm wasn't close to the body, and that would have been a game changer. As it was, game goes to extra time, and Spain, wow, last minute, Moreno, oh, just a heartbreaker for the Germans, absolutely devastated for them. But this Spanish team, they're seriously good, aren't they? They're seriously, seriously good. I think long-term, though, for Germany, Nagelsmann's done a really good job. I think the German public's fallen back in love with their team. And they put on quite a show. I was lucky enough to go to the Brandenburg Gate for the round of 16 tie, and I can only imagine what it was like for the quarterfinals. It just must have been sensational. But Germany out. The hosts, they got kicked out of their own party. And then the other game was, this was an interesting one. Once again, I had a colleague at this game, and he said to me he couldn't believe some of the match reports that he read, because the match reports were, you know, pretty gloomy, saying it was a really nothing event of a game. And obviously watching it on TV, didn't seem to have a great deal going for it, did it? But he said at the stadium, being able to view the entire game. There was a lot to recommend it. And I think that's something that, you know, we have to take into account when you are watching it on TV. It really doesn't give the full picture. You don't get to see the tactics. You don't get to see the lines. You don't get to see the off-the-ball running, which is such a feature of this game. I mean, any team that produces third-man running is usually very successful. And these are the kind of teams that do third-man running, fourth-man running, fifth-man running. So I'd love to have been in the stadium to concur with my colleague. We'll take his word for it that it was a great game. And France holding their nerve on penalties. I guess when we look back at those penalties, France was superb. The interesting thing was the reaction, I think, at the end. João Félix, who unfortunately missed his penalty, hit the post. Someone has to be the villain at the end of the game. His entire team came up to him, cuddled him, hugged him, let him know that they still loved him. Except for one player. Yeah, you know who that player was. CR7, off in his own world. Obviously, that's the last Euros he's going to play, unless he's going to be there when he's 43. You know, Roberto Martinez has got a big decision to make about Cristiano Ronaldo. Wonderful player, been a wonderful player for 25 years. But I think the end of the rainbow is appearing, and Ronaldo's seeming indifference to his teammates just doesn't really sit well, does it? Especially with football being such a team sport now. And like we said, it went to penalties. And interestingly enough, with the England game on penalties, now Southgate's introduced like a buddy system where a player will take the penalty, come back, and on his way back to the halfway line, be met by one of his teammates for a hug and words of encouragement. And that certainly didn't happen with Portugal or Ronaldo. Although Ronaldo did make his penalty, so it's tough to say, you know. I mean, to be the best, you do have to be incredibly single-minded. And there's no two ways about it. Ronaldo is one of the most single-minded characters I think we'll ever meet. So on to the semi-finals, and your first semi-final, which I saw in a French bar, Spain versus France. And of course, that one was lit up by Yamal with one of the most just ridiculous goals you'll ever see. 16 years of age. And this was after Mane had opened up the scoring for France. But this young kid, wow. And of course, I'm sure you've all seen the pictures of Messi holding him. I guess they won a raffle back when the lad was a youngster. But what a goal. And then Olmo with, really, it's such a shame for Dani Olmo. You know, he scores the winner, and it was initially credited as an own goal. If the defender doesn't touch that ball, that is the goal of the tournament. Maybe goal of the tournament tied with Bellingham. I mean, the skill level that he pulled off to control, knock it over his head, bang it on the volley. And if the defender hadn't got in the way, I feel bad for Olmo. But brilliant performance by Spain. I mean, it never, ever looked in doubt. France, too reliant on Mbappe, and unfortunately for Mbappe, I think his broken nose definitely affected the way he could put himself about a bit. So, Deschamps, well, he's done well, hasn't he? I mean, he's won the World Cup, so can't win everything, can you? And he won everything as a player. So it'll be interesting to see if France decide to move on from Didier Deschamps, who's been an incredible servant for the French national team. For the Spanish, though, they go to the final in Berlin, where they meet, you won't believe it, will you? Well, you do know. England. Yet another drama-filled game. It's really quite incredible how England have grown into this tournament, but every game is just, it's a complete nerve shredder. I mean, I said to a mate of mine, I was down at Jameson's, I said, wouldn't it be great just to get a, you know, a comfortable 2-0, a 3-0, where you can, you know, have side conversations and just enjoy the afternoon. But no, England, once again, they go behind. Cracking goal from Simmons. Although I was a bit disappointed with Declan Rice getting caught like that. Some people said that Pickford could have done better, but I don't think so. I mean, that ball went like a freaking rocket and didn't move. Came with a disputed penalty. And lots of talk about that penalty. My own personal view is anywhere on the pitch, that's a foul. So if it's a foul anywhere on the pitch, then why is it not a foul in the penalty area? Yeah, maybe I'm biased. But, I thought it was a penalty. And if it had gone against us, I wouldn't have had too many complaints. Best English performance so far. Really looked good. Phil Foden. Can't start a fire. Can't start a fire without a spark. Phil Foden's on fire. Yes, he played the Dutch off the park. Desperately unlucky not to score. Mainoo was superb. Back three looked good. Kane was busy. Bellingham a bit on the periphery. Saka looked dangerous. Second half starts and, well, you could tell the Dutch were always going to have a spell. And when their spell came, they looked dangerous. Great save by Pickford off Van Dijk. And once again, you're screaming out for changes. I thought, you know, Southgate waited 5 minutes too long to make the change. But when he did, well, what a change. Palmer and Watkins 90th minute winner. And so off to Berlin, England go. Well, we'll be back on Sunday afternoon to give you a wrap-up of the Euros. I know this one's been a little brief and no sound bites because I'm back in LA. No one interesting to talk to. Can you believe that? I do miss Germany, though. And, got some serious FOMO. What on earth am I doing back here when I could have been in Düsseldorf? Could have been in Dortmund. And now, Berlin. But anyway, that's life. And hopefully I get to see the Three Lions do something that hasn't happened since I was 2 years of age. And that's win a big international tournament. So, I'll be back with the wrap-up of the final on Sunday. Thanks all for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye.